Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Goldman Sachs reported a big jump in its quarterly profits, up nearly 60% over a year ago. That is well above expectations, and it's the bank's second quarter with a profit increase after a year of declines. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us to look at this and some other business stories in the news today. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's happening at Goldman Sachs, and is it happening at other banks as well?
Well, Goldman Sachs is doing really well on the trading front. We're talking about fixed income trading, currency trading, commodities trading. That revenue is up 49% from a year earlier. And the profits they're making are despite revenue from advising on mergers and acquisitions being down. Far fewer M&As happening lately. Also, Goldman Sachs enacted four rounds of job reductions in New York in last year, accounted for 400 dismissals. So they're making more money because they're paying less in salary at the moment. What I can also say is that Goldman's strong quarter comes after rivals like J.P. Morgan and Citigroup reported big boosts in their trading businesses as well.
So the bank's doing okay right now, or even well. We also got news that the CEO of Caterpillar, Doug Oberhelman, is stepping down at the end of this year. He's retiring earlier than expected. As Caterpillar grapples with a big slump in sales, thousands of layoffs, what went wrong at Caterpillar?
What went wrong? Well, we were just talking about how Goldman, they've been making good bets on the trading floor. Well, Caterpillar made some pretty ill-timed bets on China and mining equipment. They put in all new kinds of infrastructure, and then just in time for falling prices for mine equipment, a big slump that began in 2012, and a lot of that has to do with slower economic growth in China. Now, Mr. Oberhelman, after he became the CEO in 2010, he put billions of dollars into additional factories in the U.S., build more machinery, engines, and those bets just are suffering at the moment.
Meanwhile, at Visa, the CEO Charlie Scharf said he's stepping down because he wants to spend more time on the East Coast, and Visa is headquartered in San Francisco. The first time I've ever heard anyone say they don't want to spend more time in California. But what does this mean for Visa, and what challenges is the company facing right now?
I know, right? Well, the company says that this was an entirely personal decision, not business related, though shares did fall in after-hours trading yesterday after this announcement came out. The challenge that the company has at the moment, well, those mostly have to do with competition in digital payments. There's a lot more players that are out there right now competing to be not just the card that you slip in, but using your phone to make payments. Visa's trying to be competitive in that realm, but it's shaking up that entire industry.
Just briefly, Jason, the CEO of Walmart is going to be in an ad that the company's putting out. They're trying to use him more in their ads. What's that about?
Yes, a reputational ad, as it's called in the industry. And the point of that is to shed perceptions that Walmart offers little more than low prices and low-paying jobs. They've had those labels on them for a long time. And the message of this ad from the CEO is that, we care about people. And the company's promising to invest $2.7 billion in higher wages and employee training.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.